This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
When did you eat your words?
Yeah, and we're talking in a literal and in a metaphorical sense in a way. Mm-hmm. A bloke in the UK, he's a reporter, a political reporter. There's a UK election going on at the moment, and essentially said if this certain person doesn't get 38%, there's no way. There is no way this person will get more than 38% of the votes. If they do, I will literally eat the pages of the book I just wrote called Brexit.
Yeah. It was a very intellectual text, I guess, where he made a lot of predictions that didn't end up coming true.
So turns out this bloke that he said there's no chance he's getting 38%, well over 38% of the votes. And so everyone just started tweeting him, just going, champion, mate, remember this thing you said? Remember this thing?
Eat your book!
Eat your book. And then at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon on the Sky Channel, a live feed to this old mate eating pages of his own book.
He looks so sad.
No, because that's what happens. Don't say things if you're not willing to follow through. But this bloke, good on him, he's followed through and literally has eaten his own words.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those things where, obviously, he's physically done this, but like the kind of thing like, oh, if this guy kicks a goal on me, I'll do a backflip. And then he kicks a goal and you go, well, I'm not doing a backflip. That's completely ridiculous.
That's not happening.
Yep, so it's one of those things. Yeah. And so 13, 12, 16, when did you have to eat your own words? Because it happens, man. It happens. And that's
Has it happened
okay.
to you, buddy?
Oh, man, probably.
Mm.
I'm just bad at lots of things and I'm very confident. So, unfortunately, I do have to eat my own words a fair few times.
That's true. I'm always right, so I...
Highly... unlikely. And someone posted a funny, it's like his like Wikipedia or something, like all the things he's ever done. It's like, isn't it a shame to have done all these things in your life and to be remembered as the guy that ate a book on live TV? So we did ask on 13, 12, 16, when did you have to eat your words? Not in a physical sense like mm-hmm. this guy who actually had to eat the pages out of his book, but have you said something and said, I'll eat my hat. It's like I'll eat my hat mm-hmm. if Essendon win the grand final. Essendon wins the grand final, mate, get your knife and fork out. You're eating your hat. And we had Richard call through on 13, 12, 16. Richard, when did you have to eat your own words?
Okay, this one's kind of stupid. I was overseas not long ago with a couple of friends. We wasted a lot of money to go and watch the wrestling, WrestleMania.
Oh, mate, I was there.
Richard, you're a man after Tim's heart.
Yes, mate. Good day.
Okay, you'll understand this.
Okay.
So there was a match with a bunch of guys who, like, they're not the most popular guys, but one of the guys is really not popular or good, like, in the world of wrestling. And I said... he's not going to win this match. And then our mate Nick, he was like, oh, no, I like him. Mojo Rawley is going to win this
Mojo
match.
Yep, Mojo Rawley.
I don't know who any of these people are.
So I said to Nick, if Mojo Rawley wins this match, I'll get his catchphrase, which is stay hype, tattooed on me. Because it was that much of a long shot.
Yeah.
Lo and behold, as you would know, Tim.
Richard.
Richard, where is it on your body?
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I haven't had the money to get the
This guy ate his own book, Richard. You can get a tattoo.
I know. Now that you're telling me that, I definitely have to get this tattoo.
Thanks for your call, Rich.
No worries.
No.
13, 16 if you do ever want to get involved.
Just
in
don't
the
make
show.
No big calls. Just put the big calls to bed. It's super simple.
Or just be right.
Yeah. Just like Jess.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess. 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1. And always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.